Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hello, it's Healthy Gut Girl. It's Katie Martone, and this is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. And I'm coming to you live from deep, deep inside your subconscious mind. I know, I'm always in your gut, but today we have Ashley Badgett back, and I absolutely adore her. I'm sure you guys remember her. She was my hypnosis guest, and a few things I want to say about her. One is that I started following her, and I was drawn to her, first of all. I know this is maybe shallow, but just her beautiful face is the first thing. But also, she's really beautiful from within. You know, you can see that the work that she does and that the goodness from her heart and at where she focuses her attention is so wholesome and so positive. Excuse you. She always ruins everything. Dita. Don't make me Caesar Milan you. What? And then what? What else? Goodness. Sorry about that. She's still doing it. She's walking away like a teenager mumbling under her breath. Okay. Anyway, so let's go back to the important things. So Ashley is, she's a hypnotherapist. She's a habits coach. Okay. So she's somebody who helps you break habits and somebody who helps you form new healthy habits. And her Instagram is awesome. It's positive. It's bright. It's like, you know, it's like, makes me feel good because I tend to kind of be angsty and she's the opposite. Like I tend to be up here, vibrating up here, and she's just got this even keel tone in her voice. She's like the perfect person for hypnosis. Anyway, we talk about why I brought her back and why this is an important episode for everyone because there's a useful tool in it that I want everyone to be able to use. And just as a reminder, the mini hypno session that Ashley is going to guide us through should only be done when you are sitting or lying down and doing nothing else. You should not be driving. You should not be operating heavy equipment, etc., etc. All right. Enjoy. All right. Well, Ashley, here we are again. I'm so happy to have you back.
Me too. Yeah. Very happy, happy, happy. Thank you for having me back.
I got to tell you, I love watching your Instagram flourish. It's like, I look forward to your little tidbits of inspiration and ways to calm and ways to be positive, ways to focus, ways to be a boss girl. Like, I love all these different things. I'm like addicted to your Instagram now.
Oh my goodness. You're probably one of like five. No, I'm just kidding.
I know it starts slow, but you'll catch on for sure. It's like, it's inspiring too, because it's something that I don't do enough. And so when I see you doing it, I'm like, I gotta get on it. So it also, you know, you have to, when you have messages for your audience, you have to be consistent because consistency is everything. And maybe I should do a session with you about being consistent.
Yeah, we can do that.
I know. So what have you been up to?
Yeah, it's still working on my practice and always looking for new ways to add more value, either like you said, through Instagram or working with a local shop here to put on workshops to just help people with stress management and self-love. And that pretty much consumes all my time, laying low with all the stuff going on in the world, staying positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the big challenge right now. Lord knows I get caught up in that, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to have you back. I mean, we've talked about doing so many different types of things, including talking more about gut health and stuff, but this really shines through because a lot of my recent guests, we've been talking about like how to cope with this wild and outrageous and unpredictable environment that we live in, and how it doesn't look like it's going to slow up anytime soon or change or go back to some sense of normalcy. Like, we have to find the normalcy within the chaos and the everything. And so I was thinking, what an awesome opportunity to be able to have you offer just a little taste of hypnotherapy with this tool for people to be like, you know what? I have that. I have Ashley on Kitty's podcast. I can just pull the car over right now and I can just turn it on and do like a good 10 minutes or whatever of getting out of the fight or flight and into the rest mode. Or you have an argument with someone and, you know, you're like, oh, you can't come down, you know, and you need to find a way to just come off of that high level cortisol stress. And so I thought, this is such a cool idea.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think it's brilliant. And yeah, it takes is like 10 minutes. You don't have to have a full 60 or 90 minute session with a hypnotherapist to calm down. Mm-hmm. And it really is, like you said, finding that normalcy within and just using some easy tools to do that. Either you combining breathing, visualization, and a couple other things that will help you, like you said, get out of that fight or flight.
Mm. So I know that you highly recommend that if anyone has been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, like a medical anxiety disorder, or if they suspect that they have an actual disorder, that they should seek medical advice like first, right?
Absolutely. So hypnotherapists, we're not licensed doctors. So when we work with clients, we're not treating. We don't use the word treat and we don't use the word patients. What we just say is that, you know, you're my client and I'm assisting you with your goals. The fancy word is vocational and avocational goals, which are just goals that help you improve enjoyment and work and hobbies. Mm-hmm. And so if, you know, stress is something that's going to give you more enjoyment in either one of those things, reducing stress is going to give you more enjoyment in either one of those things, then I can assist you. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, absolutely. If you have ever been diagnosed with a disorder that can lead to heightened anxiety or panic attacks, you definitely want to consult your doctor before seeing a hypnotherapist and get their permission to do that. And so if you feel like you're in that playing field, if you think you might need to be diagnosed or have been, definitely take the time to consult your doctor before using the techniques we'll explore today.
Okay, cool. So one of the things I wanted to talk to my specific audience about before we get started was, you know, I offer the Dutch test, which is a comprehensive dried urine hormone lab that you do in your own home. And it's really comprehensive and cool. And what it basically, the one that I offer is called the Dutch Complete. And what it does is it, you know, you pee on these little strips and they dry, and then you close the strips up and you send them off, and it's through like a 12-hour period that you take your urine samples, or 24-hour period. And so, and you do it at a certain time of month if you're cycling, and anytime if you're not. And it shows you not just like a blood lab would show, which is like, here is your overall view of your progesterone, your testosterone, your estrogen at this moment in time, like at that hour, that 5 minutes that you gave blood, this is, and that time of month. And what the Dutch does is it goes much further and breaks down what you do with your hormones and like how you know, if you break them down well in the liver and what happens to them afterwards. Do you excrete them or are you recycling them into your system and then causing like more harmful, more potent estrogens to be recycled into the body, you know, potentially putting you at risk for dangerous things like cancer and whatnot. But then it also shows you what you excrete via like the adrenals and your cortisol. And this is a really cool thing to view because it shows you if you're when you wake up, what your cortisol does, because everyone has a cortisol waking response and what that does. Like, does it shoot straight up? And do you wake up with clammy hands? And do you wake up with your heart palpitating? Or do you wake up anxious? Or do you can't get up at all and you feel like you're a zombie? And then what your cortisol levels do throughout the day? And is that normal? And why is that happening? And then what you do with your cortisol when it's free floating and needs to get excreted out of the body. So all that stuff is shown, including your melatonin production and your communication between your hypothalamus, your pituitary, and your pineal, and your adrenals. And that it's called the HPA axis. So it's just like this wealth of information. But what I love about it so much is that you can see, am I in adrenal fatigue? Do I have crazy adrenal responses? Is my cortisol through the roof? And then what? You can look at that and go, well, I could have told you that, right? Like, of course I have crazy adrenal responses. What can I do about it? And one of the things that I don't have the ability to do and offer people is this. Okay, I say, yes, do breath work. Here's a breath work guest. Listen to what he has to say or what she has to say. Yes, pray. Yes, do meditation. Yes, exercise, la, la, la. But I don't really have a tool. And so I thought, wouldn't it be cool for you to come on? And then people have that tool, like I said earlier. So then you know the times of day that your cortisol is through the roof. You can schedule a 10 minutes, sit down with yourself and listen to this, and you can go, okay, this is the time of day when my cortisol is spiking and it shouldn't be, even if that means first thing in the morning. So, if you have 10 minutes when you wake up, maybe this is the time to do it, or before bed or after you exercise or before you exercise, after you have something crazy happen in your life. So, the whole concept of, doing the Dutch test is amazing. If people can afford that, it's an amazing window into your health. But then what do you do about it? So there's all these tools, right? Gut health, diet, all these things. And then of course, hypnotherapy and seeing someone like you to deal with issues that might be a little more meaty, you can really bite into and not being driven enough or having the focus enough or all these things you always talk about. And then this, like handling and managing how I deal with my stress. So I think this particular little 10 minutes, it's going to be 10 minutes, right? Or how long?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yep. I think it's going to be so great, right? Wouldn't it be amazing? It's going to be like a very useful tool.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really excited. And I think that it's really generous and brilliant for you to acknowledge that you can offer this, the Dutch test, which sounds, like a superior mechanism they can use to track what's going on with them and understand that some people might get stressed or anxious and think, oh, I'm just crazy or the world is just crazy. And there's another like physiological, biological element to it. And you can show them that. And then, like you said, give them this tool to help them when their cortisol is spiking. I just think that's really, it's so comprehensive to give them both ends, like tools to see what's going on. And
I agree.
So I appreciate
that. You gave me the idea just watching your stuff. I was like, oh man, like I'm watching your Instagram. I'm thinking everybody should do that. We should also have something on our phone. Like I know people do mindful meditation and, I just feel like in these days people want simple. They don't want to have to, commit to 6-week program of this or that, even though that might be the best thing for them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that's the first step they could take is dip their toes in the water and be like, you know what? That little 10-minute meditation with Ashley really helped me. I think I'm going to book with her and try to get a handle on my road rage or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like dip your toes in the water and then start to get better at managing our stress. Okay, cool. Well, unless you have anything else you want to add to my long-winded mouth, you are welcome to start.
Okay. So, like you said, most people are time poor, right? They don't have a lot of time. So, we're here talking today about anxiety, right? And we're also talking about what you can do to recognize why you have stress and anxiety and also how to reduce it. And so it's better to be relaxed than it is to be anxious. One of the things that you can do to quickly begin to get relaxed or comfortable or peaceful is to simply just focus like on a spot on the wall, just picking a focal spot. And once you do, you're focusing can be on a wall or wherever you find your eyes landing on that's comfortable. And when you focus long enough, you may even notice that your breathing begins to slow down. And so your body is also, it's like naturally programmed to begin to recognize these cues to help you ease into a more peaceful, relaxing state. And so if anyone's listening, they're listening to the sound of my voice and they're focusing on that wonderful spot that they've chosen. Focusing. And breathing easily. And then the next thing you can do is just take a really nice deep inhale and slowly release. And really just focus on how pleasant it is to have this moment to yourself to breathe in again and slowly release. And then one more time, take a big, deep inhale. And again, when you exhale, close your eyes if you haven't already. And just allow your breathing to resume its normal pace, connecting with the surface beneath you, supporting you, fully supported as you breathe easily. Breathing. Naturally. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, I invite you now to imagine, pretend, or visualize that there's a beautiful color, a lavender color floating, drifting above your head. And you somehow know that lavender represents relaxation, comfort, tranquility, relaxation. And when you're ready, you can invite this wonderful color to float gently through your hair follicles, through your mind. Beautiful, 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 relaxing lavender color, vibrant and pure, floating down through your back, muscles, through your heart center. Pleasant, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Deeply relaxed. And you may notice that this power of your mind and your imagination can allow you to drift easily into a sense of comfort as this color floats gently down your legs, out through your toes, helping to release any tension now. And bring your awareness back to your breathing. And what I'd like for you to do is pull any stress that you had from the day or yesterday or any stress you have about tomorrow and just really tense up as much as you can and hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Release that tension fully, allowing the surface beneath you to support you, breathing easily. And one more time, just bringing all of that stress and tension and worries, insecurities even, fears, pulling it into your body, just holding it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Release fully and easily, completely. Allowing comfort and relaxation to envelop your whole body now. And you may notice that the sounds inside and outside of the room don't distract you now. In fact, they help you to focus even more on that strong, growing sense of comfort, comfort, comfort. Giving yourself permission to enjoy these wonderful sensations, it's not very long. In fact, you can just leave any stress or worries out the door for another moment. This is just your time to relax. Some people may even find that they relax or feel comfortable and confident when they stroll. Relax strolling down a beach. Perfectly walking down the beach, and the weather is perfectly the right temperature. And if you can imagine, pretend, or visualize that you're on this perfect beach with the perfect temperature now, allowing yourself to feel even more relaxed and grateful for this opportunity. And as you do, just enjoy this moment a little longer. And when you hear my voice again, you'll be twice as relaxed, with a profound sense of comfort, and twice as open to my positive suggestions for you. Very good. You are learning easily, and it's a wonderful thing that you are doing for yourself, just giving yourself time to unwind and let go of stress and anxiety so that you can be more alert, more energetic, or just even just enjoying the day a little bit more. And it's a wonderful power that you have, a power, the ability to lower and release stress and anxiety when you want to. Because we know that anxiety is just a response to a perceived threat, either threats of the future or the moment, or even thinking about the past. And what you can do is bring into your awareness something that makes you feel anxious, and recognizing where that anxiety exists in your body. Maybe it's a tightness or just a feeling of queasiness. You'll decide, allowing your wisdom to guide you, recognizing where that anxiety and stress is in your shoulders or torso, maybe your neck. Now, using the power of your mind to move that stress and anxiety into your arm, either arm, it doesn't matter. Once it's in your arm, floating it gently down to your hand. And now you hold that stress and anxiety, that feeling in your hand, and balling it into a tight fist. Holding it there, either physically or in your imagination, holding it as tight as you can and throwing it away. Just throw it away, releasing that anxiety and tension, relieving yourself of the stress and anxiousness, recognizing that anxiety is a gift. It's there to tell us when there is a perceived threat. It's there to protect you. In that case, it's your friend. So when anxiety arises, what you can do is just thank your anxiety for wanting to protect you, for wanting to keep you safe. Acknowledging your anxiety and thanking it, moving it to your arm, then to your fist, and throwing it away, letting it go. And it feels good. It feels good to just let this anxiety and stress throw away, release. It feels good knowing that you can thank your anxiety for wanting to protect you, move it through your arm to your fist, and throwing it away, to feel good, more comfortable, more relaxed, and more in control. And these suggestions are now in your subconscious mind, and they're growing stronger by the minute, hour, and day. And I invite you now to bring your awareness back into your physical body. Bring your awareness back. And when I count from 0 to 5, 5, you will open your eyes at a wide awake, non-suggestible, alert state. Counting now from 0 up to 1. More aware of your fingers and toes. 2. More aware of your breathing. 3. Perhaps wanting a big smile and stretch when you wake up calm and confident. 4. Just up a little more. And at 5, eyes open, wide, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide, wide awake. Welcome back.
I got to tell you, at one point I'm like, man, I should have planned this better and like laid on the sofa or something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got so relaxed, but I've got to be where I'm at and do it. But now I feel energized. I don't feel like I was good. I'm like, I'm going to go to sleep. And now I feel like energized.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's really cool.
And you know, something that I really felt like strongly was the tensing up and then mm-hmm. taking all that tension into my hand and then like throwing it away. I felt my traps got so, cause you know, I'm sitting at this darn computer for so many hours every day and I get all this tension balled up in there and in my, right under my neck. And that, like, I could feel that just completely when I did that, like ball up and then like let it go and throw it away.
Nice. Love that.
So cool. And then I had this really cool visual of like when you said your anxiety is your friend, it just wants to protect you. I imagine this German shepherd, right? Just dog that just wants to protect you. And he barks and he's super scary and he's like, stay away. That was very
cool. That's a perfect analogy. Yeah. And it's just, you know, like you said, you're just sitting there and it's a quick tool and you can go on about your day and it's much more simple than we realize. I can't wait for the day where it's more widespread that we really use this tool to our advantage more often.
Yeah, I agree. And I was thinking, you know, I used to really suffer from panic attacks and anxiety. And I would just like wake up in the middle of the night and I know this is so common and just think that I was dying, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many things that helped, that eventually helped, but that's the issue, is it arriving at the place where you agree with the part of yourself that wants to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what, because the resources are endless, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many courses and ways and practitioners and people to help you now. And it's really about you making that agreement with yourself. Like I'm ready to do this. And so, because when you're having a panic or you feel a panic attack coming on, the last thing you feel like doing is visualizing a lavender bubble above your head. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to get to a place where you can agree that that's going to help you. And see, mm-hmm. this is why I think what you do is so significant, because that's also something you can help people with. You can help people get to a place where they can say, all right, I'm going to, you know, get hypnosis to teach myself that I am capable of healing through these methods, you know, mm-hmm. like I yeah. think that would help people get past that hurdle, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you bring up some great points, and I actually made a note to myself that I wanted to bring up on the show today was that in the first session with the client, the first thing that I really help them with is the belief that they can reach their goal, the belief that they can feel in control, that they can, you know, release the stress or lose weight or whatever their goal is that they're coming to me for, focusing on the belief, building that up. Because if you don't have the belief, mm-hmm. you're not going to have the desire, and you're not going to, you know, studies show that belief is going to help you really, is needed to really follow through and commit to those habits.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. mm-hmm. You know, it's because it's like, what's the point? You know, like if you don't think, if you say, oh, I've done breath work classes, I've done yoga, I've done all that stuff, I've done it, I've done it. Then of course it's not going to help you. It's going to seem mm-hmm. like the worst thing in the world. You're not going to want to do it. And that's just a shift in thinking. And I know that from experience. So, you know, you really just have to shift. I don't have to say a spiritual thing right now, which is like, it's the same thing with belief in God, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very similar concept. It's like you can choose to walk through this world, walk through your life and not believe in God, not believe in the magic of the divine, not believe in the miracle that is a creator, mm-hmm. or you cannot. And, you know, and there's something about believing in God that helps you to be positive more often. And there's studies that are done on this. It just has to be that belief that there is something more powerful than you, and that you put your faith in it, and that it loved you enough to create you. That alone is life-changing. But you have to make the decision first, don't you? You have to make mm-hmm. the decision that doing this 10 minutes that you had is going to stop my panic attack, or it's going to stop me from having anxious feelings about X, Y, or Z. The first thing is that belief. And I love that you do that in your first session. That's everything.
It's everything. Yeah. And I have kind of struggled lately with watching clients kind of self-sabotage and, you know, wanting to commit to the session and then canceling. Like you can kind of see, or they even tell me, like, I just don't want to follow through, I just don't want to change. You know, they admit that. And what people have to realize is that the brain has homeostasis. It wants to maintain, it just wants to remain the same in order to protect itself. If things are changing constantly, it can get out of whack, and then you lose your ego. There's so many things that it's invested into maintaining the same. So when we do try to make a shift or change in habit or change in belief or faith, it's going to say, no, that's not what we're used to. Reel it in, bring it back. But you just have to challenge that and understand that again, like I just said in the demonstration, that anxiety is your friend. Your homeostasis is your friend, and it's trying to protect you, but just acknowledge it and just say, we're going to make this change and it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, have faith that it will, that you'll have the tools that you need to get through the stressful part of that transition. And no, I totally agree. I mean, back to what you said, I didn't want to just not acknowledge it, but yeah, faith in a higher being or a divine is definitely, for me personally, got me through the last year. Up until now, I mean my entire life, but especially it really challenges your faith. Like, should I even have faith with all that's going on in the world? And just like when it challenges you and you keep it, you feel even more confident and stronger, and you see even more almost miracles happen. So it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Oh, this was so good. thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody checks you out and books with you. And I just think your work is important. And I love your voice. And there's so many things. I just can see you're like a shining star. And I just want to see you, with all the success that you deserve.
I'll take that to heart. Thank you so much, Katie. And you took a risk on me when my Instagram was still in its infancy, and I always look forward to seeing your comments and engaging with you. I love your content and your bravery and honesty. So it's really been a pleasure getting to know you.
Ah, yay. Well, we have to do it again. I'm just going to have you back and back and back. We'll think of all kinds of things to talk about.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
I'll talk with you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
See, now you have no excuses. You can have this on your phone and you can always click to it. You can mark the time to when the actual meditation starts, or you can use your phone and record just the portion of just the meditation so you don't have to listen to me ramble on and on and on and on like I love to do. And you have no excuses. There's your exit out of fight or flight, friends. 10 minutes. Boom. You're welcome. You can reach Ashley with the information is in the show notes. Follow her on Ashley Loves Habits. That's AshleyLoveshabits. And you can also check her out. That's on Instagram. Anyway, thanks again to Ashley. And thank you guys for tuning in.